lies allowed, only the truth. So that, needless to say, means no callers from the government can call in on the show unless, of course, they agree to tell the truth. It's a major deterrent. We've got a little bit of neat stuff to talk about this week. We've been covering a lot about the trial back on July 9th through 11th, and we've talked a lot about that, and we've had some fun talking about some of the ins and outs of the trial, particularly on the show where we had Larry and I both on his show and Larry and I both on my show, and got to tell a little bit of some of the stuff that goes on in the background that even people in the courtroom don't have. But today, want to talk a little bit with you guys and get your ideas on where do we go from here? How do we maximize the benefit of this victory, which belongs to you? Because if it hadn't been for you and the many people just like you who have supported me through this process and helped me to continue the fight by providing the means and the prayers, this victory would not have been possible. So this isn't my victory. This is our victory. So now the question comes down to, now that we've won this victory, what are we going to do with it? Where are we going to go with it? What is the government doing? What do we need to anticipate from them? What do we expect out of them for this year? Because I've got some interesting statistics that another lawyer provided me that I'm going to be talking about here in a little bit. In the meantime, if you want to get on the show and you've got your ideas or questions, give us a call at 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And we'll just chew on it. That's what we do. We'll bring the bone in. We'll gnaw it there. And we'll find out if there's anything there to be used. We'll use it. You might have recognized some of the things that have come up during the course of this program from a caller or two, have showed up on the Truth Attack updates that are going out, the news from the front. It goes out about every 2 weeks, unless we've got a special bulletin, because we've got some news that you need to go out now. It can't wait. And those ideas are what makes things happen. That's where it comes from. So your ideas help drive this wagon. It's going to get us there. We're all working together. We're all thinking together. So if you've got something to talk about, you've got some notion, or you've got some idea, or you've got some concern, give us a call, 1-800-313-9443. We'll cover that ground. In the meantime, what I'm worried about is, what are they doing? What are they up to? You know, they've got several things that have been changed recently. One is that their frivolous penalty, which they can impose just by calling you frivolous, and frivolous is their word for you disagree with them, is now a $5,000 penalty. That's a stinger with a barb. I mean, that's a pretty rough penalty. We're not talking about a late book fine at the library anymore. We're talking about $5,000. And if you're arguing with them over $100 and they can fine you for $5,000 for arguing with them, that kind of makes arguments a little bit hard to make. You know, could you justify a $5,000 fine to argue about $100 or $1,000 or even $3,000? Does that give them some sort of leg up on you to where you can't even afford to argue for your own rights? What's the effect of that going to be? The second thing that they're looking like they're doing is they've been really racking up and ramping up their efforts on shutting up the organizations that have been so far keeping this movement alive. There were so-called 6,700 actions, such as the one pending now against Save a Patriot, one of the most respected organizations in the movement. And we'll pick up with that in just a minute when we pick back up here on the Live Free Zone.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world? Jesus answered them, You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Attention. This is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt? Maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing. But they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
And welcome back. Here on the Life Free Zone, this is Tom Cryer, and we're talking about the truth, and we're talking about taxes today, and we're talking about what is the IRS going to do, and what should we be doing now that we have actually accomplished at one blow, and we haven't taken any teeth out of this monster. We haven't taken any of its talons out. It is still a very, very dangerous organization, and it's still getting convictions, even though these convictions are really nothing more than designating someone as a political prisoner. So what are we going to go? Where are we going to do for this? How are we going to say truth attack if we use that as our vehicle, and right now that's our best means? How are we going to move that particular campaign forward in order to make everybody know what we know, and that is that the income tax is the largest, most damaging, the destructive theft and deception and scam of the history of mankind. And we've got one fellow we're going to talk to here about Save Patriot situation briefly, and we're going to talk about some of the statistics I promised you a little earlier, but I want to go straight on to the phone because we've got somebody here, and if you want somebody, an idea you want to discuss, a question you have, give us a call, 1-800-313-9443, because you guys are my favorite guests. This is the part that I enjoy most about this program, is talking to you folks. So 1-800-313-9443. I believe we got Paul in Michigan on the line. How are you doing, Paul? Hello, Paul. Are you still with us?
Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
You're on, Paul.
Oh, okay. I didn't know I was going to be on. I was just going to listen.
Well, how are you doing?
Well, I'm doing fine. I guess I have one question.
Yes, sir.
And that is how to, do you reveal any of all your financial needs to anyone publicly?
Do I what?
Do you reveal any of your financial needs to anyone publicly?
I have expressed the fact, and I've had an awful lot of emails and calls relative to that particular situation, because I received help from the community, because when they hit me, I was on the verge of bankruptcy. They had already destroyed my practice. They had sent people out to my clients and scared them. I told them if they were too close to me, they could be caught up in a federal criminal investigation. That started rumors all over town. It's a small town. It's not a small city. It's not a small town, but it's a small city. And it doesn't take much for rumors to get started. And so I was in no position to defend myself whenever this happened. And we put the word out, and the tax community came to the rescue, and they have gotten me through it. But the calls and the letters that I received regarding my condition now, I do tell in general terms, not specific, but general terms, that, yes, I'm still, you know, I've survived the bomb, but I'm standing in the crater, and I'm having to start over, and I am still in need of help, and I am still accepting help, much as that difficult as that is for me, because I've always been the guy that everybody else came to. But at LifeFreeZone.com, I am still asking for and accepting and gratefully receiving any help, no matter how large or small. Did that answer your question, or were you wanting to know about what I had in the bank account today?
No, I was just wondering what figure we're looking at, because maybe I always thought if you tell people your needs, really, they might respond in a different way, you know?
Well, if I had a way to put a number on it, but one part of that problem with that, Paul, is I'm trying now to rebuild my practice. And I'll tell you what, I've had some of my folks have come home, but I don't know how many of them are going to. Some of them have situated themselves with other lawyers. Some of them may not have another legal problem for another 2 years. So it's hard to say how fast I'm going to be able to rebound. I know it took me 30 years to build this practice, and although I started for a number of years doing it, I started out on the high track. I was in the big firm scene. I was an honor graduate. I went in with a big firm. I was making good money. I was handling multi-million dollar deals. I was on the track to become a wealthy fat cat lawyer, but that isn't why I became a lawyer. I became a lawyer because I wanted to be where the law and the people met to make sure that neither one did injury to the other, and to use the law to make sure that it produced a just result. And now that since then, of course, refined that. Basically, the definition of my mission in life is to solve people's problems. And sometimes it's a legal problem. Sometimes it's not a legal problem. I just have to help them work through something. But I solve my people's problems. I just take care of whatever they need from me. And that has been a terrific career for me. It's a lot better than what I could have made of my life working for a big firm still, and working for Ralston Purina or Texas Eastern Transmission or United Gas or any of these other companies that I did an awful lot of work for back then. But I don't have a number because I don't know where I'm going from here, Paul. I just, I don't want to, get rich on charity, so I'm not asking for big bucks. But they do add up, and they do keep me going. And my lights are still on at my house, and the landlord hasn't run me off yet. So it's working. But I'm trying to rebuild and get back on my own feet and start to carry my own weight again. So, what else you got on your mind?
That's it. Thank you very much.
Well, I appreciate it. That's very thoughtful of it. Your question was for my best interest and for my welfare, and it reinforces what I was saying a minute ago. This is really all of our victory, not mine. We just got to be there whenever we hit the tape, and Now, I promise you some statistics that I have found shocking. I mean, I knew that we were supposed to, remember back in 98, we were supposed to get a kinder and gentler Internal Revenue Service. And what I also knew back when that happened, that was nothing but pure lip service, something to get us to shut up because they said, okay, well, we looked at the IRS and we slapped their wrists and we told them not to do that anymore. But did that really do any good? Isn't the monster really worse right now, or are they? Are they better, or were they worse? Are they doing more damage or more good? Well, I think I got the answer to that last week when another lawyer shipped me some statistics that he had gathered up. And I'm going to be careful here. I don't have the exact source of this. So, but they're tables that he tells me he obtained from government sources. And that these are on facts and figures released by the government itself. And so I have this on my faith in his veracity. I've known this gentleman for 25 years. I've never known him to lie to me, and I don't think he would. So I trust these numbers enough to say them out, even though I can't tell you what the original source was. Oh, wait a minute. I've got a source note down here. Small Business Self-Employed Collection Planning and Analysis from the Collection National Reports. So it is from the government, and it just releases on reports. Now, if they're being kinder and gentler, you would expect a trend to show up in their statistics, wouldn't you? In 2001, there were 400,000 third-party levies. Now, a third-party levy is where they either seize someone's wages and have the employer send the wages to them instead of give them to the employee, or they seize a bank account or some other account of that type where it's being money held and take the money out of the account. Now, that's a third-party seizure. Now, in 2001, there were 400,000 of them. 2 years later, in 2003, there was over 1.5 million, almost four times as many. Last year, 2006, there were 3,742,000 third-party seizures. And we're not talking about how many times that they've come out and taken things. I'm talking about just only the ones where they took it out of a bank account or took it out of a paycheck. Almost 4 million. We're talking about in the last 6 years or over a 5-year period here, an increase of tenfold, 1,000% increase in the number of times in a year that the Internal Revenue Service grabs money out of a paycheck or out of a bank account. And when they grab that money, I mean, it's gone, and it doesn't matter if you have checks out. Those checks that you wrote hit the bank account, and it's empty. They bounce, and that's $23, $25, sometimes more dollars that you're going to pay the bank for bouncing a check, and another $25, $50 that you're going to pay whoever you wrote that check to for bouncing that check. So look at the ripples coming out from this 4 million almost seizures of bank accounts and paychecks that, you know, are going out here. How many people are we? That's 1 in 1,000 people in this country. And we'll pick back up on that when we get back here in just a few minutes on the Live Free Zone.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by doctors Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
And welcome back to the Live Free Zone. This is Tom Cryer. We're talking about Texas, and we're talking about some very disturbing statistics. And over a five-year period, the Internal Revenue Service is now striking, physically striking, and taking by force. They're no longer taking strictly by deception or extortion. Now they're taking by force. And that taking by force has increased 1,000% in 5 years, has been increased tenfold in a five-year period. What do they have in line for us in the next five-year period? And what else are they going to do if they can do this, even though the law doesn't permit them to do so, even though the law doesn't impose a tax on us? Does that mean that they can take something else that the law doesn't allow them to take? Are any of us safe? Are any of us out of harm's way? I don't think so. I don't feel too safe. I don't feel like I'm out of harm's way. I just dodged a major bullet, more like an artillery shell, and came through it, not unscathed, but definitely innocent. And yet I don't really feel that I have been, that the law has been vindicated. I have been vindicated, but I don't think the law has been. Because we haven't yet backed the monster back into the cave and mortared him in. We need to lock him away, get rid of him. And then we need to go after the spawns of this beast. And those spawns are the agencies and bureaucracies that this illegal tax has permitted the government to nurture and nourish into major intrusions into our state's prerogatives and our own individual lives, and they've just infiltrated us through this way. We need to get rid of these demons. But first of all, we need to get rid of the mother of these demons, and that is the beast that is the Internal Revenue Service that is lying about what the income tax covers and is lying to us about what we owe. And then whenever we disagree, it's attempting to punish us for daring to disagree and stand up for our rights. And we've got a caller on the let's see what he's got going. Jeremy from Iowa. How are you doing, Jerry?
Very well, Mr. Cryer. I'm very pleased to see the results of your trial.
Thank you. I am too.
But I'm very concerned about the potential civil damages they could inflict because, you know, it seems like those that might win get an innocent verdict like you, then the IRS goes after them and seizes their property and everything else, and you wouldn't have a chance in the civil court because you can't introduce the law to a jury, if you could even get a jury trial, it seems, because you can't show the jury what the law is.
Well, that would be a different type of process. As a matter of fact, one of the reasons, whenever the Internal Revenue Service was doing some illegal activity in connection with my case, in one case, the head agent with the CID that was in charge of the investigation, these allergies or this mold and mildew from all this rain it really got me stumped up, so I'm going to apologize to everybody. We're having to take cough breaks. Even whenever they violated the law, because he just out now violated the state. He told the banks, said, "Hey, we can't send that to you. We're stayed. We got a petition to quash on those summonses." And he said, "I don't give a damn what the law is. You're going to give me those. You're going to be sorry because I know who you are." And you know, we've got examiners. We can go into those banks. We can start looking at what you're doing. Yada yada, threatening her. I didn't do anything at that point. Of course, we're looking at doing something now. Because I was actually hoping they would come at me in a civil manner. Would come and sue to say, okay, Judge, we've got a disagreement. We say that Mr. Cryer owes a tax, and he says he doesn't. You know, we need to get this resolved. Because I could have taken that up on appeal without having to sit in jail. The only way that I could appeal a criminal charge would be if I lost it.
That's right.
Yeah. As you see, an acquittal, there is no appeal. Nobody can appeal an acquittal. Well, nobody in their right mind would.
No.
But the government can't. It's over for the government on the criminal side on those 2 years. But if they come forward with a civil deal, then that allows me to put the law to the court. And then whenever the court says, I don't have time to read that motion, it's too long for me to read, or this is too complicated, I'm just going to do what I'm told, rule against me. I can appeal that without having to sit in jail. I can take that up to the Fifth Circuit, and then I can take it, ask the Supreme Court to consider the case. And if we have enough people out there creating enough of commotion in the public, and we have the public demanding to know what law makes them liable, then the Supreme Court might very well feel compelled to take it. Every case that the Supreme Court has taken has accepted that made major landmark law was done because there was a major outcry from the public for an answer, demanding an answer. Look at the Civil Rights Brown v. Board. They overturned Plessy versus Ferguson. They didn't have to take that case, but they took it because there was a major public issue that was demanding an answer. And the same thing with Roe v. Wade. You know, and we'll pick back up. Jeremy, I want you to hold on. Can you hold on to the next, to the commercial?
Yes, sir.
All right.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net. With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Welcome back. That didn't hurt too bad. Jeremy, you still with us here?
Yes, sir.
All right. I want to finish answering your question. I know I got sidetracked off on some other points here, but basically, I'm actually hoping that they do come forward and litigate this way. I'd hope that they'd done that way to begin with rather than go the criminal route, because I didn't get this in this fight just to get my tail in the crack and get it back out. I got in this fight to make them obey the law. And that hasn't been done yet. Okay?
Yes, sir.
So,
I respect you for it.
Well, thank you. But, I mean, I don't have a choice. I took an oath. And I'm just lucky I'm not having to get my leg blown off to do my duty, like a lot of good men and women who are having it done, or worse, lose my life or my eyesight. They can't do nearly to me what a lot of men and women are risking out there trying to do what they see as their duty to preserve and protect the country. Well, our country's lost if we don't have the rule of law, just as much as if some outside invader had come in and taken us over.
I agree with you. What I'm wondering is they can't go after based on the statistics you had to everybody criminally. So, you know, I work for a trucking company, and if, for example, I don't give them permission to withhold, and then they just take out all that money, it seems like it's half my paycheck, you know, between the Social Security and Medicare, and then they take out a huge chunk they claim for federal and state taxes.
But, you know, even though I didn't give them a W-2 or 4 or whatever it is that they want to authorize and withhold, they do it anyway.
Yeah.
Well, you know, where's my cause of action lie? Do I take into court for taking something that they weren't supposed to from me and giving it to somebody else?
I think that's one of the things that we need to do. I think that's one of the things, one of the things we need to do. Now, you're in Iowa. Yes. Iowa has an income tax, doesn't it?
Yes, sir.
So if you were to take him to state court would be a little bit worried about his own paycheck, wouldn't he?
Sure would.
So, you know, maybe Iowa isn't the best place, but we do have Tennessee, we do have Texas, we do have Florida. It's either Washington or Oregon, I don't remember. We have, I believe, 5 states where there is no state income tax. So the state doesn't have a dog in that hunt. So if you were to take this up in a state court in one of those states, you know, somebody who's in your situation and who has an employer who's willing to stand back, because the employer really doesn't care either. He just doesn't want to put his neck on the block for your money. And in a way, you can't blame him. Everybody's afraid of them, and when they're ramping up seizures and they're torturing people in public the way that they have been lately, you know that they're trying to, the more we work to get the truth out, the more they're trying to make people afraid to listen to it.
So if, for example, I moved to Tennessee, and they keep doing this to me, where there isn't no state income tax, would I just go to a Justice of Peace court or...
Courthouse,
sue the employer for giving somebody some money that they owed me and I didn't authorize?
If you know somebody in Tennessee, or if you were in Tennessee and you had an employer that was willing to stand by and get sued without firing you, then you'll just let the court do their thing. You need to contact me by email. And you know how to get me, lifefreezone.com. Contact Mr. Cryer up at the top. Or if you just want to just write, I'll give you, it's Cryer Law, CRYERLAW, at AOL.com. You write me, or anybody else out there who's in that situation who has an employer that they think wouldn't fire them for filing a suit to stop the withholding, call me or email me. Let me know that you're there and that's your situation, because that needs to be done. We need to start building good law the same way they've been doing, building bad law, and picking your forum carefully and bringing it up one case at a time and then making precedent. That's the way it has to be done.
I think I need to tell my buddies in Tennessee about that.
There you go. Now you're talking. And or in Florida, or in Texas, or in one of the other two that I can't remember right now. I think Nevada is one, and I think Oregon or Washington is the other. But I appreciate it. The call, I appreciate the kudos too, Jeremy. But have a good one. It's a great question.
Thank you, sir. I really enjoy listening to your program, and sometimes I miss it, but it seems like since July there hadn't been any archives up on RBM.
Well, there haven't been many made because I have missed so many programs recently, and that for that I apologize. But I'm riding an avalanche, and we're trying to maximize the benefit that we get out of this event. And so I'm spending 10, 12 a week radio interviews, and right now as I speak, Larry Beecraft and I are both here at my office working with a joint project for a client and trying to help somebody else get out of the same fix that I was in. And so it's been really busy, and so we haven't been making any archives, but I'm hitting about every other week. It's about all I've been able to do on the show. But stay with us. I hope that you pick up a few odds and ends. I hope that I'm teaching somebody something they didn't know before. I try to learn something new every day.
Well, you sure taught us something today, and God bless you, and I'll let you get on the next caller.
Well, thank you, sir. And speaking of the next caller, we've got Stan in Idaho. Stan, are you with us today?
Yes, Tom. Hello from Idaho.
Hello back, and how are you doing, sir?
All right, hanging in there.
Well, that's all you can do.
And been warring with the beast for some years now, and a couple of years of non-filing. And my question is, almost touched on with your last caller, is if they come to eat our lunch, I know you folks, you and Larry can only do so much, and your cup might runneth over, but are you in particular going to begin to hire out for defense against the beast.
Yes, and I'm having to, and that my own practice, you know, hasn't come home yet, but they're trickling in. I'm hoping I'll get all my people back.
All right.
Because I kind of, you know, you get to be friends of the family, too. You know the grandkids, you know. You did divorce for the daughter. You got custody of the grandkids. You did what, you know, you got an adoption handle for someone after they remarried.
Right.
You know, you miss your folks. I miss my people.
Right.
But,
well, now, would you be able to, of course, this would depend on how full your cup is, but like clear up in here to Idaho, would you be able to help out?
Well, I would hope that I can. I'm not in a position to do any pro bono work right now because of the fact that I'm bonoed out. But I'm hoping that I can help wherever I'm needed, and particularly where we have a case or I have a case that I can do some good with. One of the first things you got to do is you have to look and say, can I help? Some cases are beyond help because the lawyers don't make the law and they don't make the facts. And you have to live with both as you find them.
All right. Well, that answers my question. Thank you much, sir.
All right. Thank you, Stan.
Bye-bye.
And we're talking about these people out here that just like Stan just right there, you know, and he's talking about not filing. And we got a lot of them. And up until now, that's been about the only thing we could do to fight this beast, and that is to climb in the cave. We can't refuse to file 5,000 returns. In other words, we can't just say, we're sending in a letter signed by 5,000 people saying, I'm not filing. We have to do that one at a time. And that means that we've got to go in the cave after the monster and fight the monster in its own turf, on its own terms, and where it makes the rules. Before, that's really about the only option we had. And now, with Truth Attack, though, we've got an option to fight the beast outside the cave, out in the light of day, where we make the decisions, where we fight on our terms. We fight with truth instead of made-up law, like the IRS uses. And the judge is the people, not the IRS, and not its tax court, and not its court. So, you know, the Truth Attack needs as many people in there doing the good work of spreading the word, of spreading the truth. So I want to urge everybody, get on that site, enlist, and help us spread the truth, help us make it an issue, because by the time, if I am sued by the IRS for those taxes that they say I owe for those years, by the time my case gets up on appeal, I would want the clamor to be loud enough so that I can take this appeal on and make the Supreme Court answer the question. Because if they answer the question, that's why they refused to accept a case for the last 40 years. They refused to accept any case on what is income for 40 years now. So we need to make this a major issue with the public. And the only way to do that is to get the public to talking about it. And I believe we got another visitor, Michael from Maine. Are you there, Mike?
Yeah, I'm here. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, sir, and you?
Good. Congratulations on your win.
Thank you.
Hey, one of the things that's running through my mind is I'm looking at this situation. I've been looking at it for quite a while. It's obvious that there is no law, okay? And we've known this for a long time in the tax honesty movement.
Right.
And they've been addressed, and they keep refusing to answer the question.
Right.
But one way to attack them maybe might be on the civil end, like you were talking about. But what I'm thinking is, there are a lot of attorneys that have come out on the record, such as yourself, and there's others, that have recognized that there is no law. And they've gone on record saying this. Okay. But we have a legal profession in this country that are tax professionals, and yet they're doing a disservice to their customers. Right. Why couldn't they have a class action lawsuit against the legal profession that specializes in tax law and challenge it that way? Because if you go after the beast, the beast hides behind this immunity protection, legal immunity. They can't sue them because they're the government. So why not go after the tax preparers who are supposed to be?
Well, these tax professionals are not really a party to the tax. They're a middleman. And it's one of those things where even if you were to obtain a judgment against them, for what? Because, you see, you're not required to use them. And what would the judgment do? In other words, it's a unique, I mean, you come up, that's the way that the brilliant ideas happen, is because you start kicking around all possibilities that people hadn't thought about. But if you were to sue them, I don't know what you would sue them for.
For negligence.
For failure to raise the fact that there is no law?
They're supposed to be representing their client.
That's right.
Right.
And I'll tell you what you have the problem with that is that there are a number of them. Lawyers are no different from firemen and welders and electricians. They're no different. The vast majority of lawyers believes the same thing that the vast majority of firemen and electricians and welders think. And they all think that everything that comes in is income. And they all think that there is a liability because IRS says so. And they're all afraid, just like firemen and plumbers and electricians, welders, doesn't matter. You know, lawyers and tax preparers, even CPAs, they all put their pants on one leg at a time, and they suffer from the same mythology that we've been brainwashed to all these years. And they just need to be re-educated the same way that all of the other professions need to be. And one of the things that we're pushing with Truth Attack is trying to get more lawyers aware of the truth. I practiced law for 25 years, Michael, without knowing. Of course, I wasn't preparing tax returns. But I practiced law for 25 years before it occurred to me that there might be something wrong. I took everything that I was told by the government as being the truth. I knew that they would lie to me. I mean, look at the Warren Report. Look at Watergate. But that was lying to get out of trouble or to stay out of trouble. But lying to take people's money that they weren't entitled to take, that was a hard thing for me to get past. It was a hard thing for me to accept. And it took a lot of study, and it took me eliminating every single possibility before I finally had to accept the fact that that is true. They're stealing from me, and they're stealing from you, and they're stealing from everybody else. And if I let them take my money, I'm letting them take you, too. If I let them tax me without a law, saying they can, I'm letting them tax you without a law. And I'm the gatekeeper. I am the steward. I am sworn to protect you and the law.
Yeah, the Constitution.
And the Constitution. Well, to me, that's the ultimate law. Well, not the ultimate law. It's the second ultimate.
Yeah.
The ultimate law is the natural law.
Yeah.
From which I get my rights and you get yours.
Yeah, well, I agree with that.
But I'll tell you what, though. You've just thrown something out, and you might have planted a seed that's going to grow something really great.
Well, you know, I mean, the reason I was looking at that is, you know, maybe that's a way of getting it before the court. I mean, you wouldn't even necessarily have to be a big, you know what I'm just saying?
The problem is, and I'm looking at this procedurally, I'm not looking at it theoretically like you are. I'm looking at it from a lawyer's standpoint. And the problem that you have with that is, what would the remedy be? I mean, you can't tell them to start filing a certain way. The court ain't going to do that. And you can't tell them they're liable because the government took your money.
I see what you're saying.
That's part of the... But, like I said, that could be the seed of a really good idea. It's thinking outside the box that makes for invention. And you just gave us a new angle probably nobody had thought of yet.
Yeah. Well, I'll give you another one outside the box.
All right, throw that sucker out of here.
Well, it's outside of the box, but, you know, if you look at the income tax system and the monetary system, they're tied together.
That's right.
Okay.
They're tied together to siphon off the wealth, not just the income, but the wealth of the middle class.
Right. But like you said, you weren't even aware until you started studying. And I wasn't aware of this until I started studying either. But
that's right.
If you study the Constitution for the United States of America, which is the supreme law of the land, it makes it very clear that no state shall make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debt.
That's right, but that applies now. You just said it, no state. That doesn't apply to the federal government.
Well, I understand it doesn't apply to the federal government, but it can come back to haunt them if you go at it from the state angle. I'll give you an example, right? In my own town, I've had problems with my real estate taxes. I've been asking them to answer the question, if a state can't make anything but gold and silver coin, how do you want me to pay my real estate taxes? In what form?
Well, that's where the federal coining of money comes in. There's no the federal making of money in. But now we've just run out. But
yeah.
A great couple of ideas. We're going to move on to the next caller.
Okay.
Thanks, Michael.
Okay.
Some good ideas. You guys chew on it out there. We'll be back in a second.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Assure you of my support for your continued good fight.
Thank you, sir.
Also say hi to Larry for me.
Also
say hi to Larry for me. I met him at Vernie's trial some years ago.
Well, I will. I will. And I will, too, at this point, take the opportunity to say that Vernie was recently involved in an automobile accident. And so those of you who believe in offering your devotions at least once a day, please remember Vernie in your prayers and wish her and pray for her a speedy and full recovery from her injuries. I think she's still in the hospital from those injuries. But, I'll be certain to tell him hello for you.
Okay, very well.
Now, what you got on? Do you mind?
Well, a couple things. But the most important one is something for you to consider.
Right.
I've listened to you a number of times, and you've already said today that our friends at IRS ruined your practice. And I would like you to consider filing a suit against the United States government under Internal Revenue Code Section 7431 and 7433. There are some significant penalties for improper action on the part of employees.
Right now, the IRS and the DOJ are huddled up, and they're considering their options. And all I can say at this point is that right now I'm huddled up and considering mine, too.
Very well. Well, those remedies are available to you.
Yes,
I'm not selling anything. I'm just letting you know it's out there, and actually I think more people should use that.
Well, go ahead and explain to folks what that 7433 is.
7433 is your remedy against improper actions on the part of any government representative, but IRS agents in particular. And so with the complications of the Internal Revenue Code, I would suggest that there is no way any agent could properly follow every aspect of the law doing whatever it is they're trying to do.
Well, I would suggest that they don't even try.
I'm not going to argue with you on that one.
You know, I had one agent point out to me that he had never heard of the Paper Reduction Act or the OMB, and that besides, it was some obscure law that didn't apply to them anyway. And I got that on tape, that the law didn't apply to him. They do believe they're above the law, so they don't even try to comply with the law because it doesn't apply to them.
And never let the facts get in the way of a good story.
And if you want a good story, here's a good story on not only 7433, but similar issue, and that is on the award of costs for a substantial deviation. A case in California called McKee came out last year, and they didn't publish this opinion. The court issued the opinion but said don't publish it. But it's still on the record. And the IRS said, you can't punish us for getting it wrong because it's too complicated. And, Steve, I want you to hang on. We're going to talk about 7433 just a minute longer.
Certainly.
If you can.
I can.
After the top of the hour.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of